The Jason Greger Show presents Tell Me I'm Wrong.
All right, guys, tell me I'm wrong, and all you CFL traditionalists, get ready, because I know you're going to be texting in right away here. I don't think the Canadian Football League needs the Canadian Race Show. We're talking about ways to grow the game consistently, and how do we do that? We put a better on-field product out there. Take a look back to 2015. Darrell Walker sitting on the practice roster because Canadians like Nate Kuhorn and Corey Watson were in the lineup. Now, no disrespect to those two, but when Adarius Bowman went down with the injury to his hip, Darrell Walker got in there. His first two games, 10 receptions, 125 yards versus the Alouettes. Then 14 receptions, 183 yards versus the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He immediately went off. We could have had that for the whole season, but no, we had to have a couple Canadian receivers out there. I know people say that, you know, having the Canadians out there is good for young Canadian boys. They grow up, they want to play in the CFL. It lets them know they can do it. When I grew up, I didn't play football because of Canadians. It wasn't Brock Ralph. It was Ed Hervey, Terry Vaughn, Jason Tucker, Mookie Mitchell. Those guys were why I played football. It wasn't anything to do with where they were born or what their passport said. It was because they were good football players. So I'm going to say that we do not need the Canadian ratio in the CFL anymore. And if your argument is because that's the way it always has been, don't even bother texting in because you're wrong.
Connor, very well prepared, well thought out. You lay out some very good arguments, but I can't believe it, buddy. You're so wrong with this one. Listen, this is a Canadian Football League. We need to give opportunity to our Canadian athletes to play. Now, does it mean it takes them maybe a little longer to develop? Yeah, that could be true. For the casual fan, when they're watching, I don't believe they really know the difference between a really good American receiver and maybe a guy who's slightly less as strong a receiver, who's 10% less when he's a Canadian. These Canadians need an opportunity to play. It's called the Canadian Football League. I believe that you are wrong in this case.
You know what? I think I'm abstaining from this because I think Connor brings up a lot of good points. I see both sides of it. I really do. But here's the thing. Now, to outlaw it, I'm going to say this. I would keep it at 4 or 5 because I think you're going to have those Canadians anyway. So maybe you could just outlaw it, but I would probably have it at 5 just to be safe. But if, you know, there was talk about the league expanding to a 10th team, that might be put on the back burner now, but if it did, you definitely couldn't keep it at the same because now you're adding a whole new, whole new level of starters all across the league, and I don't think there's that many right now. Now, the other argument to that is there's better Canadians coming now at other positions than there ever has been before. We're seeing starting Canadians, not like most teams used to have all starting offensive linemen. Now some teams are down to 2 or 3 because they have Canadians that can start in other positions. Darrell Walker, you know, that guy was an all-star. Right? There's a lot of other import receivers that are backups. When they get put in, they aren't successful, like Darrell Walker. So, you know, we're talking a top 5 receiver. Just happened at the Eskimos, you know, for a while there. We're super deep at the receiving core. But you look at it right now, do the Eskimos have 4 legit American receivers that are better than the Canadian ones? Probably not. So it's a... That's a good one, Con Man. I will give you props. So, and the text lines are fired up at 10, 12, 60. Hey, boys, finally, I agree with Connor. Get rid of the Canadian content rule. If you're good enough to play, then you'll play. If not, oh well. Connor, at this time, you actually said no Canadians. I'm truly hurt. This is the time more than ever that we have to promote Canadiana. That one comes in from Phil.
You didn't mention the Mexican limit, because don't each team have to have 1 Mexican on it?
International player,
international.
Yes.
That's what they call it? Because it's national, international. So what are they? Are those really
What are they? It's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah, you're right. I don't even know what they're called now, but No, you're right, because it's nationals and internationals. Yeah. I change the name all the time. But yeah, you're right. No, but they have to have 1 on the roster, yeah? So that... Sorry, global player. That's what they call him. Is global.
Global. Yeah,
it's global. A global player.
That's a good one.
So that's what they have it. Hey, guys, our best prospect is Hubbard, but no way he ends up in the CFL. Possibly.
What did he decide? He decided he's going
back
to school? Yeah,
he's going back to school.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, I wonder, because, like, right now, you don't know what's happening. Right? Like, what if, would he be better off to go in the draft now just because... You know, and get that signing bonus right away.
because you might not know what next year's will look like.
You don't know. What happens? Yeah. Well, not so much money, but what happens if this extends, like some people are predicting extends, and you don't have a college football season?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go to school and you get your degree, so that's obviously huge importance.
Yeah, and he's still working out and running. I guess you're not playing or you're not competing in whatever sport you're in. That's a good point. So you take what you know you can get right now. What's interesting, I was reading an article today that Major League Baseball might suspend or push back or scrap their draft, which is, I think it's 102 rounds long or something like that. But that'd be pretty crazy to think that way as well. So, you know, a lot of people, I think everything's just so up in the air. You're trying to catch up and make decisions right now. Connor, is this something you personally feel pretty strong about, though?
I mean, I'm not against Canadians playing in the league. I think that even if there was no ratio, that Canadians would still find a way to get in. I think there's enough good players, but there's just certain situations where I feel like if I'm someone on that practice roster watching guys go out there, and I don't want to, you know, say all of them, but the ones that come to mind, like maybe a Chris Getzlaf. Could there have been someone who was more of a threat? Just throwing it out there. In the two games that Thurrell Walker had, his first two games, he had 308 total yards. Nate Kuhorn finished with 313. Corey Watson with 319. Like, he was just so much better than those guys. And it's an extreme case. Like, I get that. But you could have them out there. And those are the reasons we want to go watch the games. I mean, look at in other leagues if that was the case where, and I think some leagues do it, but the European leagues, if they were to limit North Americans. I mean, and you really want to grow the game in these smaller countries, but they're saying, yeah, we're going to let you have two. Even though if you were to have seven or eight, you could really make that game entertaining and make it fun to watch for these young kids who want to play the game eventually. I just don't think the passport should have anything to do with it.
Hey guys, CanCon in the music industry did wonders for Canadian artists. This gives more opportunity to Canadian college players. Connor's just thinking like a young, selfish millennial. Ha ha, from Darren.
See, it's interesting because you look at some of the European hockey leagues, which.
Yeah, they have it.
To be fair, you could compare it to the CFL.
Sure,
compare
they have it.
Maybe. And they have like Germany, I believe they're the highest, I believe, of percentage of imports. They call them imports there. I believe that in Switzerland, you can carry five players, only dress four. When I was in Sweden, I was only one of two imports on that team. Now, I had a huge impact, so maybe it was like three, but, we had two. Russia, I don't think it's much higher than that. So, every league, you kind of protect your own a little bit, right, and give them an opportunity.